Amen. Good evening. Amen. Good evening. We got John and Rob here. Where's Jerome? Tyrone. We got John and Rob here. Where's Jerome? Tyrone.
Tell Tyrone we love him.
And
if you open with me to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
And
How are you? Did I ask you that yet?
15.
How you doing? Yeah. You still doing okay?
How are you? Did I ask you that yet?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah.
How many people went back
You're still
to school
doing
today?
Okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
How many people went back to school today?
Yeah, Jacoby.
School. How
yes.
was it? You made it.
Yes.
You made it through. Hallelujah.
Yeah, through the first day.
School.
How was it?
You smiling, though.
You made it through. Hallelujah.
Made it through the first day.
It's hard. You're smiling, though.
It's just starting.
We've been praying for the schools. How about college? Anybody in college?
Yeah.
We've been praying for the schools.
How about
next week?
How about college? Anybody
okay.
in college?
Where are you guys going?
Yeah.
Nate.
You have
Darla.
UMass Amherst?
Next week.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Where are you guys
are you
going?
Moving out there? You living out there?
You have UMass Amherst?
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That just hit me.
Are you moving out there?
Ooh.
You living out there?
Oh.
Just hit me hard.
That just hit me.
Ooh.
Okay.
Just hit me hard.
I'm relieved.
No, we'll be praying
okay,
for you.
Okay,
so you're moving
okay.
out there this week?
Okay.
I'm relieved.
Okay.
No, we'll be praying for
Anyone
you.
Else?
So you're moving out there this week?
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Anyone else?
Congratulations.
Huh?
Wow.
Congratulations.
It's amazing.
Huh?
Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 15.
It's amazing.
Now Dexter's here, we can start.
Okay,
Stalin.
1 Samuel chapter 15.
I wasn't
now
the Duarte
here, we can start.
Rudolph Stalin.
I wasn't the Duarte
1 Samuel
week.
Chapter 15. Lord Jesus bless this
message as we look
First
to honor
Samuel
you.
Chapter 15. Lord Jesus bless this
name. Amen.
Message as we
Saul
look
and David,
to honor you.
How many people have read the stories of Saul
Amen.
And David?
Just Saul and endless David. Entertainment.
How many people have read the stories of Saul and David?
And
just
I love
endless
that
entertainment.
I love
reading
meditating
through these stories
on them,
of Saul
and
David.
Them, and every time
I love
there's
that
a new,
I
a
love
new story
meditating
or
on
a new
them and reading them.
Emphasis.
And every time
there's a new story
and,
or a new
emphasis.
So here in 1 Samuel 15,
and
so here in 1 Samuel 15,
it's me. Don't worry.
It's nothing. Nobody's doing anything.
Not laughing.
I'm trying not to tell a stupid story,
and it's making me laugh.
It's nothing. Nobody's doing anything. It's just I'm trying not to tell a stupid story.
But 1 Samuel 15, we know
Saul and David.
But 1 Samuel 15, we know two different kings, two different men, two different ways of living.
Pictures, two different kings,
we look
two different
at it
men,
a lot as believers,
and we can look
ways
at the
of
life
living.
Of Saul.
And
we look
at the life
of a lot
David
of believers
and say
we can
that
look at the life of
both
Saul,
of these men
we look at
in
the
some
life
capacity
of David
walked with God
and say that
both of
one
these men
is a good
in some
role
capacity
model, walked
one
with
is
God.
A good ending. Yes, David had
one
failure,
is a good
yes,
role
he did,
model,
but he knew
one
repentance.
Is a good ending. Yes, David
and
had
he,
failure,
he put
yes,
his heart
he did,
before
but
God.
He knew repentance.
And he walked with God
he,
in a different way.
He put his
Saul,
heart before God.
And we say is like
he walked
the role model for
a carnal Christian.
Saul, maybe not the role model, but he is
like
the
role model
for
a carnal Christian.
Maybe not
where,
the role model, but he is
where,
like the
yes,
picture
I believe,
of a carnal
but
Christian.
Also I would like
where,
to be in control.
Where, yes, I believe,
that
but also
yes,
I would like to be
I
in control.
I trust you, God, but only so much.
That,
and
yes,
if the things
yes,
that
I
can manage,
I trust
I will manage.
You, God, but only so much.
And if the things
and
that
I'm
I
not
can
saying
manage,
David
I will
wasn't
manage.
That way, because there were times where he took things into his own
and
hands.
I'm not saying
and God
David wasn't that way,
because there were
but
times
here,
where he took things into his own hands.
15, this is the second time that Saul...
And
1 Samuel 15,
this is the second
making
time
a sacrifice without
that Saul
has
this
sin.
But the story
of
is interesting.
A sacrifice without Samuel.
Where Saul,
Saul actually,
the story
at this
is
point,
a good king,
a good leader.
Where Saul,
a good
Saul
general,
actually,
a good
at this
warrior,
point, a good king, a good leader,
but
a
also
good, general, a good warrior.
Missing it sometimes.
But
also,
here in verse chapter 15,
missing it sometimes.
Samuel said to Saul,
the Lord
here
sent me to appoint you king over his people,
Samuel
over
said
Israel.
Saul,
now therefore,
the Lord
sent
the voice,
me to appoint you king over his people,
the words
over
of the
Israel.
Lord.
Now therefore,
heed
the
voice
of the words
of the Lord.
Of the Lord. What does
heed
it mean to
the
heed
voice
something
of the words of the Lord?
To hear them.
What does it mean to heed
one,
something?
To hear them,
and not only
hear
them,
them,
but
follow through and
hear
obey,
them,
right? To do that.
Not only hear them,
it's one
but
thing to
follow through and obey,
hear the instructions,
right? To do them.
See the instructions.
It's one thing to
but it's another
hear
thing
the instructions,
to actually do it.
See
right?
the instructions.
Have you seen some signs
but
on the
it's
road?
Another thing to actually
anybody knows
do
there's
it,
a lot right? of signs on the road?
Have you seen some signs
people,
on the road?
Oh, God.
Anybody knows there's a lot of signs
right?
there's
on
the
signs
road?
On the road, and there are
couple
instructions,
oh,
right?
It's terrifying.
Yield, stop.
Right? There's signs on the road, and
caution,
there are instructions,
like
right?
There's all kinds of them.
Yield,
do not
stop.
Enter, wrong way, all
caution,
these things,
right?
Like all kinds. There's all kinds of
I can
do not
see
enter,
them,
wrong way,
and I can take
things,
them
right?
as suggestion.
I can see them.
I don't think I really
I can
need
take them
right.
as suggestion.
The traffic light here.
Say,
I see
I
them
think I really
phasing
need
through. Right, red,
traffic
yellow,
light here.
Green, red, yellow,
I
green,
them
red, yellow,
phasing
green.
Through.
And
right?
I can say, I'm just
going to
take that as suggestion.
Green, red,
I'm going to do what
green,
I want.
And I can say, I'm
just going to take that as suggestion.
I'm
going to do what I want.
Hurt myself through the intersection.
So when I heed them, I see it. And I obey the instruction that
gives
me. So when I heed them, I see it.
God speaks to us.
And I obey the instruction that
clearly. He speaks to us.
God
through his
speaks
word.
To us.
He speaks
God
to us
through
his
the Holy
clearly.
Spirit.
He
leads
us,
us
through his word.
And he gives
he
us the option,
to us
through
he?
The Holy Spirit. He leads
here
us.
Is the, here it
and
is.
He gives us the option.
Here is what I am
he?
Saying.
Now
here
you
can
is
either
the,
here
obey
it is,
here
or
is what
not.
I am saying. Now you can either obey
and here we see that Saul
not.
Is encouraged to obey.
And here we see that Saul is encouraged
through
to
Samuel,
obey.
Through Samuel, God is telling Saul that you will punish the Amalekites.
Through Samuel, God is telling Saul that you will punish
when
the
Israel was leaving Egypt and going into the desert.
When Israel was leaving Egypt and going into the desert,
so God is saying
here,
you
were
going to
punish the
Amalekites.
So God is saying here, you were
going to
punish
you.
The Amalekites.
So God tells
their,
Saul
to go into
you.
Their place and just
so
destroy
everything. So God
tells Saul to go
kill
into
everything.
Their place
and just
destroy
people,
everything.
It's all to
kill
be
everything.
Flattened.
Livestock,
it's over
people,
for them.
Everything. It's all to be flattened.
So,
it's
verse 6, Saul said to the Kenites, go
so,
depart, get down
Saul
from among
said
the Amalekites,
to,
lest I destroy you with
the Kenites.
Go
you
depart,
kindness,
get down from
you
among
the
Amalekites,
lest I destroy
all the
you with
of Israel
them.
When they
you
came
showed
out of
kindness,
Egypt.
You
so
showed
the
kindness
departed from the
to
Amalekites.
All the children of Israel
then
when they
Saul
came out of
attacked
Egypt.
The Amalekites.
So the Kenites departed from the Amalekites.
Then Saul
all the way
the Amalekites
to Shur,
from
Havilah,
which is east of Egypt.
All the way to Shur.
Okay, so
he did that,
which is east of Egypt.
He did that part.
Okay, so
but now
he did
here
that,
in verse 8,
right? he also took
he
Agag,
part.
King of the Amalekites,
but now
alive.
Here in verse 8, he also
and utterly
took
destroyed
Agag,
all the
king
people
of the
with
Amalekites
the edge of the
alive,
but,
and utterly destroyed
right,
all the people at the edge of the sword.
Saul and the people.
That's right, important. You see that?
Saul.
Was Saul involved
and
in this?
The people.
That's important.
Yes.
You see that?
Saul and the people.
Was Saul involved in this?
Spared
yes.
Agag.
Saul
and
the
people.
And the best of the sheep.
And the oxen
spared Agag
and the fatlings,
the best of
the
sheep,
lambs
and the oxen
and all that was good
and the fatlings
and were unwilling
to utterly destroy
them.
And
but everything despised and
were
utterly
destroyed.
They utterly destroyed.
But everything despised and worthless.
It's kind of a shocking
they utterly
word there that they were unwilling.
It's kind of a shocking word.
Why were
they
unwilling?
Unwilling
to destroy.
Because they were estimating.
Why were they
unwilling on themselves?
Because they were
God's word
estimating
was, go in there
and
destroy
themselves.
Everything. Don't value
God's
it,
word
but just
was,
go in there, destroy everything.
Obey.
Don't
do
value it,
it
but
and
just
they
go
obey.
In and they start the process and they
obey.
Say, hey, that's pretty
just
nice.
Do it.
Right there.
Look at those
and
sheep.
They go in and they start the process and they say, hey, that's pretty
what
nice.
Are the
look at those sheep.
Veal.
Look at those fatlings.
Right, look at the fatlings.
What are the fatlings?
Look at the cow. We got
this is crazy.
Look at the fatlings over there.
We can
look at the
cow.
We
got to
gain a lot.
We
were really building ourselves.
We
you
can make
the
lot,
first king
can
really
lot,
make
we
an
really
impact on Israel
by
adding
you
this
the
stuff
first
to us.
First king could really make
they
an
were
impact
unwilling
on Israel by adding this
to
stuff
destroy
to
it.
Us. They were unwilling.
But when it came to the things that were despised and worthless,
that's easy. Right?
But when it came to
like,
the things
yeah,
that were despised
and obedience.
Worthless,
yeah.
That's easy.
God, you told us to do this, we'll
like,
destroy
yeah,
it.
Destroy it in obedience. Yeah.
God, you told us to do this, we'll destroy it.
Samuel gets word of it. Who told Samuel about this?
Verse 10.
Samuel gets word of it.
The Lord
who told Samuel about this.
The Lord came to Samuel.
The word of the Lord came
to
Samuel, saying,
"The Lord
I greatly
came
regret that
I
have
the word
set
of the Lord
Saul
came
up as
to
Samuel,
king.
Saying,
for he has turned
I
back
greatly
from following me,
and he has
not performed
my
commandments
as a king. for he has turned and back from following me, and he has not performed my commandments.
So Samuel went,
and it grieved Samuel, and he cried out to the Lord.
Saul, and it was told
Saul went to Carmel,
in the morning
and indeed
to meet Saul,
he went up to the mountains
for himself.
And it was told
Samuel,
saying,
Saul
went to Carmel,
around,
and indeed he went up to the mountains
for himself.
Down to Gilgal.
And he has gone
then Samuel
around,
went to Saul,
passed
Saul,
by,
Saul.
And gone down to Gilgal.
Whoops.
Then Samuel
Whoops.
Went to Saul.
It's not
Saul.
What I think of Saul.
Then Samuel went to Saul.
Whoops.
And Saul said to him,
it's not what I think
Blessed
Saul.
Are you of the Lord.
Then Samuel went to Saul.
Look at
Saul said
Saul
to him,
sees Samuel
Blessed
coming
are
to
you of the Lord.
He's going to love this.
Look at
Saul
hey,
sees Samuel coming.
We did
goes,
it. Oh, we did it.
He's going to
I
love
have
this.
Performed the
hey,
commandment of the Lord.
We did it.
All
did
the stuff that
I
was worthless,
I destroyed
the commandment
it.
Of the Lord.
So good.
All the stuff
so
that
good.
Was worthless, I destroyed
but
it.
Samuel said,
so
one
good.
Of my favorite
so
lines
good.
In the Bible.
But Samuel said,
what then is the
one
bleeding
of
sheep
lines
in my
Bible.
Ears?
Samuel
and
said,
the lowing of
what
oxen,
then is
which
the bleeding of sheep in my ears?
If you did it,
and
how
the
come
lowing
I hear
of
sheep?
Oxen, which I hear.
How come I hear oxen?
If you did it, how come I hear sheep?
Or were you
how
unwilling
come I hear oxen?
To be obedient to the Lord?
Or were you unwilling
Saul, immediately on
to
his
be
heels?
Obedient to the Lord?
What does he say?
And Saul, immediately on his heels.
Verse 15.
They
what does
have
he say?
Brought them.
Oh, they brought them.
They have brought them.
No, we know the truth,
oh,
don't
they,
we? We already
they
read
brought
the story.
Them. Saul
no,
and
no,
the
no,
people.
No, we know the truth, don't we?
And Saul
we already read
says
the story.
Saul
it was
and
Pastor
the people.
Doug's fault.
And Saul says,
he did
uh-oh.
Uh-oh. They,
uh-oh.
It was Pastor Doug's fault.
They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep.
They have brought them from
the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep.
How's your leadership,
the best of the sheep and the oxen?
Have you messed up, Saul?
How's your leadership, Saul?
Did you blow it?
Have
yeah.
you messed up,
who are you going to blame?
Did you blow
anybody
it?
But yourself?
Yeah.
Unwilling
who,
to destroy.
Who are you
going to
blame?
And unwilling
anybody
to take the blame.
But yourself.
Right? Unwilling to destroy.
For what you have done wrong.
And unwilling to take the blame.
They did it.
Right?
For what you have done
did
wrong.
It.
And
they
he's,
did
why
it.
Did they do it? He's trying to
they
butter it up.
Did
they
it. Did it so that we could sacrifice
and why did
the
they
best
do it?
He's
things to
the
Lord.
Butter it up. They did it so
but
that
the
rest we could sacrifice the best
things to the Lord.
Then
but the rest we have utterly destroyed.
Be quiet.
Then Samuel
exclamation
said to Saul,
point.
Be quiet.
Shut up.
Exclamation yeah. point.
You liar.
Shut up.
And Samuel is angry.
You liar.
He's angry.
Why?
And Samuel is angry.
Because he is given simple instructions.
He's
to Saul.
Angry. Why?
Not
because
to,
he
not
is given simple instructions
not to value
Saul.
Things but to obey.
Not to
be quiet.
Estimate things
and
not
I will
to
tell
value
you what the Lord
things,
has said
obey.
To me last night.
Be quiet,
and I will tell you what the Lord has said to me last night.
And then
he tells him,
right?
And then verse
and then
19,
why
did
you
him,
not
right?
obey the voice of the Lord?
And then verse 19, why did you not
and ultimately
obey
he could
the
say,
voice of the Lord?
I was unwilling.
Right?
And ultimately he could say,
he could.
I was unwilling.
It says earlier that they were unwilling
right?
to destroy the things that they valued.
It says earlier that they were unwilling
and
to destroy
so why
the
didn't
things
you obey
that
the voice
they valued.
And they
I was
were
unwilling.
And so
why
were
you
unwilling?
Obey the voice of the Lord?
Because
I was
unwilling.
Looking at them naturally.
Why were you unwilling?
And I was looking at things
because
the way
I was looking
at them
thought
naturally.
That they should make sense.
And I
and
was
I
looking
knew
at things the way
that if
I
kept
thought
them,
that they
I
should
could
make
really
sense.
Bless
and
God
I
with them.
Knew
right?
that if I kept them,
like
I could
do really
something
bless
for
God,
God
that
them.
I think he would
right?
really appreciate.
Like I could
or
do
I
something
think
for God really help
that
him out.
I think he would really appreciate.
Do you have any idea how this puts Israel on the map?
As far as material wealth?
Idea how this puts Israel on the map?
Doing for you
as far as material wealth
and God is
like do you know
God
what
pleased.
I'm doing for you
why did you swoop
God
down
God
on the spoil
is, God is
and
not
do
pleased.
Evil in the sight of the Lord
why did you swoop down on the spoil
why did you
and
swoop
do evil
down
that
word
is,
Lord.
Has a connotation to it like the
why did you
like
swoop
flesh
down
flesh
that
the
flame.
Word is, has a connotation to it
and like
the
like, have,
like
the
flesh
like
we
is
have
inflamed
the phrase and like blood
like
and water
like we have
a feeding frenzy
the shark sees the
blood
in the water
and
the
senses go blurry
feeding frenzy
the shark sees the blood
in
the water and
then
his senses
we
go
understand
blurry
that.
And he just
we watch
Shark Week
every
that
year on
the Discovery
Channel
but
we
understand
we're afraid
that.
To go and
we watch
water,
Shark Week every
year on
the body
Discovery
water.
Channel
no but the idea that
water,
that
body,
my
water.
No
my
but
thinking,
the idea that
in
that
my processing
my
just
my
shuts
thinking
off
and I react
in my
just processing just shuts
like
off
swooping
and
down
I react
that
and I
Saul
just
saw
do.
And they just
like
swooping
like
down
fleshed out
that
and
Saul
just
saw
took
and they
what they wanted
like,
to satisfy
like fleshed
that
out and just took what they wanted to satisfy
as believers we
that
are
that
we
influence.
Are encouraged to live our
as
lives
as believers
soberly,
we are
encouraged
to right, live cautiously, soberly.
Like we're not afraid,
justly,
we're not fearful, but right, we are
cautiously.
And
like
we don't take
afraid,
steps,
we're not fearful,
based
but we
on our
flesh.
Wise.
And we don't take
like
steps.
If I simply
did things based on instinct.
Like if I simply I, did, it, thing based on, oh, did things based
would,
on instinct,
it'd be a disaster.
I,
right?
Like it would be a disaster.
We would it'd be a disaster.
But instead, we are different from animals.
It'd be a disaster
in the sense that we are not just instinctive.
But instead, we are different from animals.
But we have
in the sense that we are
soul,
not just
instinctive. We have a mind. We have a will, and all
but
of
we
these
have
things work together.
Soul,
with
we
our
have
emotions and with
have
our
will,
spirit,
and all of
and
these
in
things
that
work
we walk with
together,
God
with
our
emotions
and
with
understand.
Our spirit, and in
not
that
just
we walk with God with wisdom.
But
and
here, the nation of Israel is swooping down.
Why?
They're not
but
restrained.
Here, the nation of Israel is swooping down.
Why?
They're just like let loose.
Are they?
They're not restrained.
But God,
they're just
God
like let loose.
That we are
well,
somewhat
God,
restrained
God has
in
us.
Our actions, aren't we?
That we are
in
we
what
are
way?
Somewhat restrained in our
in
actions.
In a way that I
we?
Would be obedient to
in
Him.
What way?
If
in
I
way
did
that
everything
I would be
that I thought God wanted done,
if I did
I could be doing and doing and doing
that I
and doing
God
and be
far
wanted
from
done.
The heart of God.
I could be doing and doing and
but
doing and doing and be far
from the heart
of
God.
In my spiritual man, patient
but if I
and obedient
in my
to spiritual
God,
man, patient
then I will
and
be
obedient
to God.
It might be that I'm doing less.
Then I will be walking right. with Him.
It might be. I'm not
it
trying
might be
to give
that
everyone
I'm doing
an excuse
less.
To do less, and that's what I'm saying.
It might, but
it's
I'm
not
about
I'm not trying
what
to
we
give
do.
Everyone an excuse to do less. So
it's not about
saying.
What we do.
But it's not
about
what we do.
The flesh can learn to do anything.
It's not about what we do.
Because
guess what?
The flesh
can
learn
to go
to
church.
Anything.
The flesh can learn to go on evangelism.
The flesh can
learn
to go
to read the
Bible.
The flesh can learn to go on evangelism.
And I'm still doing it in a carnal way.
The flesh can learn to read the Bible.
And I'm doing
and
it
still
in a sense
doing
that
it
I'm like,
in a
hey,
carnal
God,
way.
You see that? You see how many
and
times
I've
walked
in
187
like,
Pleasant
hey,
Street
God,
this week?
Did you see that?
Huh?
What do you think?
See how many times I walked in 187 Pleasant Street this week?
Huh?
What do you think?
You should rebuke him.
It's more than him.
You should
chastise that one.
You should rebuke him.
Because he was here less than me.
You should chastise
we
that
could
one.
Be that way
because he was here less
or,
than me.
Or
we could say, Lord, I want to walk in obedience
way.
To you.
Or
and generally,
we could say, Lord, I want
to
walk in obedience.
We will
to
be
you.
With His people
and
in
generally,
His place, doing His things.
In
yes.
obedience to Him, we will be.
But there's
with
more
his
important
people in
thing
His place
than just
doing
action.
His things. Yes,
there is obedience.
But there's more important
swooping
thing than just
swoops
action.
Down.
There is
does
obedience.
Evil in the sight of the Lord.
And
swooping,
Saul said to Samuel,
but I have obeyed
the
voice of the Lord.
And kinda. Saul said to Samuel,
and
but
God
I have
the
obeyed
mission.
The voice
I did
of
it.
The
I
Lord.
Went on the mission.
Kind of.
In which the Lord sent
me
and brought back
I did it.
Agag,
I went on the mission.
Of Amalek,
which
and
the
I
Lord
have utterly
and
destroyed
back
the Amalekites.
Agag, the king of Amalek.
But the people
and I have
took
utterly
the plunder
destroyed
the sheep
the
and
Amalekite.
The ox and the best things.
But the people
so Samuel's response
took the plunder
is
and the sheep and the ox and the best things.
Has the Lord
so
great
Samuel's
delight in burnt offering
this.
And sacrifices?
As
has
in
the
obeying
Lord great
the voice
delight
of the Lord.
In burnt offering and sacrifices?
Behold, to
as
obey
is better than
Lord.
Sacrifice, and to heed
than
to
the
obey
fat of rams.
Is better than sacrifice.
For rebellion
and to heed
is as the sin of witchcraft.
The fat of rams.
And stubbornness is as
for
iniquity
rebellion is as
and
the sin of witchcraft.
Because you
and
have rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected
because
you.
Because you have rejected
king.
The word of the
okay.
Lord, he has also
I went
rejected
and did what I
you
thought you wanted
king.
Me to do. No, you
okay.
have rejected the word of the Lord because you
did
what
you
wanted to do. No, you have rejected the word of the Lord because you did what you wanted to do.
If you look in the book of Leviticus, a lot of the sacrifices is the fat.
Look in the book of Leviticus,
offerings,
a lot
the meat
of
offerings,
the grain offerings,
the
drink
fat,
offerings,
the fat
all
offerings,
of that
the
is
meat
symbolic.
Offerings, the grain offerings, the drink
and
offerings.
All of that
all
leads
of
me
that
to understand
symbolic.
That God loves
and all of
a heart
that, that
is
leads
before
me
him,
to understand that
is.
God loves.
He says in Isaiah chapter 1, actually,
him,
he says,
that's what
who
is.
Told you I wanted more feasts?
He says
feasts.
In Isaiah chapter 1,
who told you I wanted
says,
more sacrifice?
He says
that actually my stomach is turning. You've
who told you
so
I wanted
many
more
sacrifices
than
I'm
sick
of it? He says
that
actually my stomach is
I want your
turning.
Heart.
You've offered me so many
I want obedience.
Sacrifices that
I'm
I would rather walk with you in simplicity
I want your
and obedience than have all,
I want
of
obedience.
These, all of these processions
I would rather
walk
okay.
with you in simplicity and obedience
Samuel
than have
eventually
all, of these,
deals with it.
All these processions
is,
and things.
Is, Samuel's okay. like Clint Eastwood in this chapter.
Samuel eventually deals with it.
Well, then what is the bleeding of the sheep?
And
then he looks
like
King
Agag
in this chapter.
He says, your sword has made
what is the bleeding of the sheep?
And then he looks at King Agag and
he
says, your sword has made many men, many women.
Your sword has made many women childless.
I thought I knew.
Your sword has made
many women
childless.
Childless.
Now,
your
allow
sword
has made
meant
to make
women
your
childless.
Mother childless.
Now,
allow
he's gone.
My
Agag's
sword
gone.
To make your
he's
mother
gone.
Childless.
That's what he said.
And then all, everything
and he's
is
gone.
Agag's gone.
He's gone, right?
Okay.
Now turn
and
with
then,
me to 1
and
Peter.
And everything is gone.
John.
That's just
with.
A dramatic ending, isn't it?
Okay. Now turn with me to 1 Peter.
Samuel, we think of Samuel in the ending, beginning.
He's like the little guy in the temple with the ephod.
Samuel, we think of Samuel
now
in the beginning.
He's like the little guy in the temple with the ephod.
But
so now he's there hacking
and
the
let's
pieces
of the sword. Like, what are we talking about here?
And like,
we don't have this kind of physical
like, what are we talking
enemy.
We're
not carrying around swords and hacking people to pieces.
We don't have this kind of physical enemy. We are
by all
not
means.
Carrying around swords and hacking people to pieces.
But what do we have?
By all means.
We have spiritual enemies.
But we have our flesh also that is looking to inflame.
He is looking to put these fiery darts into things that can be set on fire, and that is my flesh. So he is also tempting, and he will be directing me. Will I allow myself to be inflamed in obedience, or will I quench it by faith in obedience? Here in 1 Peter chapter 5, we have
And we will have a decision to make. Will I allow myself to be inflamed in obedience, or will I allow myself to be inflamed in obedience to God? Not directed in obedience to God, but the thing is the call of God.
I love Pastor Chevelli telling stories as being the missions director and people offering money.
I love Pastor Chevelli telling stories as being the missions director and people offering money.
And then he just
offering
he rejects the offering.
In order for influence.
He says, no, I don't want your money.
And then he just
if
he,
you
want
to think that you can
the offering.
He says, no, I don't
have some
want
influence in my life.
If you
want
to think you're giving money to the mission,
you
I'm not going to
have
influence.
Some influence
isn't
in my life because
they keep
you're
it
giving money
clean.
To the mission. I'm not going to be influenced.
I love the way our ministry handles money.
Ministry handles money.
I love the way our ministry handles money.
Ministry handles money.
It is an open book.
I love
if you have any questions, you are free to ask whatever.
It is an open book.
100%
of what is given goes to whatever
is given to.
Also, if you give to a missionary, 100% of
every penny of the dollar goes to that missionary.
100%
there's no
every penny of dollar goes to that missionary.
There's no processing fee.
We support missions in our church.
There's nothing
very much.
About $70,000 a year goes to our church.
I love it
very much.
Love it.
About $70,000.
And then beyond that,
Greater Grace
is an
organization.
Very open.
And then beyond
very
that,
Greater Grace is an organization.
With money.
Very open.
This ministry is not about money.
With money.
But could the flesh be inflamed by money?
Ministry is not about money.
Oh my gosh, right?
But
yes.
Could the flesh be inflamed by money?
Warning repeatedly. It's warning.
Oh my gosh.
The love
right?
of money
yes.
is the root
yes,
of all evil.
Warning,
is money the root of all evil?
The love of money is the root of all evil.
No.
Is money the root of all evil?
The love of money is the root of all evil. It's close, right?
No.
Money does a lot of good.
The love of money is the root of all evil. It's close, right?
Money does a lot of good.
It does.
So there is a fiery dart
is the root of all evil.
Is shot, and it is inflaming, and I am all of a sudden driven by money.
And it is inflaming, and I am all of a sudden driven by money.
To the flock,
in appearance,
the flock is
what happens to the flock.
Ezekiel talks about bad shepherds who actually
take the wool off the
back of
the
sheep for themselves.
Bad shepherds who actually
take the wool off the back of the sheep,
and that's not
themselves.
What the under shepherd is. But you know who the under shepherd is accountable
to? Flock is,
and that's
the
not what the under shepherd is,
right?
But you
so
know
he
who
says,
the under shepherd is accountable
to? Take care of the flock.
The chief
three, nor being lords over those entrusted to
you, mind the flock, take care of the
flock.
Verse 3, nor being lords over those entrusted to you,
but being examples
you are
to the flock.
A free will.
Not lords
you have
over
a free
meaning.
Will. You are a priest before
you are
God.
A free
you have
will.
It.
You
have a free
God.
Will. You are
the role
a priest
of
before God.
You have pastor,
you walk
the role
before
of the
God.
Shepherd in the
and
church.
The role
is to
the,
remind
of
you
the,
of your accountability.
The role
to
of the
God.
Shepherd in the church is
your accountability.
To remind
is not
you
to me.
Of your accountability
right,
to God.
Not to Pastor Van Dorn. Not
accountability
to Pastor Mike,
is not to me.
Not to the leadership,
but it is
to God.
Pastor Van Dorn. Not to Pastor Mike.
And get it. It could be this way that a pastor could
lead.
Legalistically,
and it could be
and
this way that a pastor
law.
Could lead.
He can preach grace
legalistically,
but then
lead
by the law.
By the law,
why?
He could preach grace
because the
but
flesh
then lead
is
by
looking
the law.
To be told
why.
What to do,
right?
Because
like a Christian could come in and
looking
say,
to
"Would
be
you just tell me what to do?
How do I
right?
be spiritual?"
Like a Christian
and somebody
could come
in
and
say,
"Okay,
would you just
tell me
what
to do?
Everything
how
I tell
do
you
I
be spiritual?"
No.
How about
somebody
I'm going to
could
direct
say,
you
okay,
to God?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You, just do everything
I don't
I tell
know
you
what that means
do.
For you.
But
no.
God
how
knows
about
what
I'm
going to
direct you to God.
We'll preach the word.
I don't know
we'll
what
give
that
examples.
Means for you.
We'll
tell
but stories.
We'll
illustrate.
We'll encourage.
We'll
pray,
preach the word.
We'll
preach,
give examples.
We'll
preach.
We'll tell stories.
We'll illustrate.
We'll do it, right?
We'll encourage.
We'll
evangelize.
We'll be out there. We'll be doing.
We'll
setting an example.
We'll do it, right?
But I'm not going
to
tell you what to do.
We'll be out there. We'll be doing setting an example.
Because I don't want.
But I'm not
going to
tell you what to do.
Right?
Why?
I don't want you to blame me.
I don't want that responsibility.
I don't want you to come to me and say, you told me this is what I was supposed to do. It didn't work out.
I don't want
well,
you
no,
to come to me and say,
you
told me this is what
I
was supposed to do. It didn't work out.
But I cannot tell
well,
you
no,
what
I can,
to do.
I can give counsel. I can lead
God
you biblically.
Lead
but
you.
I can
he
not
is the chief
tell
shepherd.
You what to do.
So if the role of the shepherd becomes this, I will control my flock.
So if the role
what happens to the flock.
The shepherd becomes this, I will control my flock.
Like it's
what
a little like
flock.
Neurotic,
it's not
like anxious,
it's not
worrisome.
Like it's a little
like people pleasing,
like
self righteous.
Neurotic.
Like it's not a healthy
like
environment.
Anxious, worrisome.
But then look what happens here in verse 4.
Like people
the
pleasing,
chief shepherd
self-righteous.
Appears.
Like it's not a healthy environment.
The chief shepherd appears.
But then
what,
look what happens
what matters
here in verse
4. To this
the chief shepherd
when
appears.
He appears.
The chief shepherd appears.
The
what matters to this chief
right?
shepherd when he appears?
When the chief shepherd comes, he wants to have
the
a healthy
health of the sheep.
Flock.
Right?
So he's
when
put
the chief shepherd
and leaders
comes, he wants
in here
to, have a
healthy
to lead
flock.
The flock into maturity,
so
into his spiritual
and
life,
in here to
and into
lead
a life
where
you
into
know
maturity,
how
into
to walk
spiritual
with God,
life,
and you can
into
hear
a
voice,
life where
you,
you
can
know
be obedient
how
to
walk with God, and you,
that's
you
it.
Can hear His voice, and
so
you
the chief
can be
shepherd,
obedient.
And the under shepherd is there, and he
that's
can
it.
Say, "Uh oh."
So the chief shepherd,
my wallet's full, but my
and the under shepherd
is
there, and he can say, "Uh oh."
Or
my wallet's full,
I have
but
control,
but
I don't have
is
disciples.
Is sick. Like there's no fruit outside
or
of the building.
I have control,
but I don't
it
have
has
disciples.
Become this thing.
Like there's no
kind
fruit
of like
outside of the
Saul.
Building.
Why? Because it
like
has
you
become
can see
this
Saul
thing.
Throughout his ministry
kind
is taking
of like
people,
Saul.
Telling people you're with me, you're with
like
me, you're with me.
You can see Saul
me.
Throughout his ministry is taking
David
people,
is different.
Telling
he's leading.
People,
you're with me, you're with me, you're with me, you're with me.
So
David is different. He's leading. People are following him.
Let's go to verse 6.
So now. Therefore,
let's just read verse 5.
Likewise, you younger people, Shiloh. Like
submit yourselves
you younger
to your elders.
You younger people,
Shiloh.
Submit yourselves to your elders.
Man.
Submit yourselves to your
elders.
No, I'm just kidding. Man.
No, you younger people, submit yourselves to the elders.
No, I'm just kidding.
Submit yourselves
no, you younger
to the elders.
People,
submit yourselves
to
the elders.
They're so good.
I don't
submit
even
yourselves
to
the elders. I
so
know.
Good.
I talk to these guys all the time.
Submit yourselves
so
to your elders.
I don't even need to tell them.
What does
so
that mean?
Submit yourselves to your elders.
Respect.
It's so important.
So important.
Reverence.
Proverbs 14:28. We
it's
said
so important
on Sunday night.
So important.
The rev happy
Proverbs
is the man who is always
reverent
on Sunday night.
The fear of
the
Lord
rev
is the beginning
happy
of wisdom.
Is the man
Proverbs
who is always
reverent.
The fear of the Lord.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Respect,
Proverbs 1:4.
Respect your
the
elders.
Fear of the Lord. Pastor Schaller has an old BMW.
Respect your elders.
Have you seen his car?
He's got this old BMW.
It's like the springs are cut.
His car? It's got a old tuner on it.
It's got straight pipe exhaust.
The springs are cut.
It's an older one.
And it's got a tuner on it.
Straight pipe
back windshield. It says respect your elders.
It's an older one. And it just has, it has a, on the back windshield, it says respect your elders.
I think it's because it's an older BMW, but it works so well because he's the pastor of the church.
Submit yourselves.
Submit to your elders.
And then he goes
submit
beyond that.
And then
you could say
elders.
The older people could look to the younger people and say, yeah.
And then you could say
the older people could look to the younger people and say, yeah.
But then he says, let's go further.
All of you submissive to one another.
All of you
be clothed in humility.
Be submissive to one another.
Isn't that beautiful?
And be clothed with humility.
Isn't that
so
beautiful?
Walk
be clothed
in
with
humility.
Instead of coming in, like Luke chapter 18, there's the guy, the proud guy praying.
Instead of coming
saying,
in, like
thank
Luke chapter
Lord,
18,
jingling
there's
his pocketbook,
the guy, the proud guy,
praying
coin by coin, so everyone
saying,
can count how much he's giving.
Jingling his pocketbook,
like, thank you, Lord, for making me such a
so everyone
great
can count how much he's giving.
Thank God,
like,
I'm not
thank
like
you,
that
Lord,
guy.
For making me such
what a loser.
Great guy.
No, instead we are clothed with humility.
Alina's looking at
what a loser.
Who's he pointing at? Who do you just call a loser?
No, instead we are clothed with humility.
Instead we are clothed with humility.
Who do you just call a loser?
We come in and we are submissive to one another.
We are clothed with humility.
Where your needs can now
actually be more important than my needs.
Where your
and
needs
are
can
all
now
that way, then what
be
happens?
More important than my needs?
Everybody's
and
needs
if we are all that
are
way,
appreciated
then what happens?
And like listened to.
Everybody's
and
needs
everybody
are,
is
are
loved. Everyone
appreciated
is
and like listened to.
And everybody is loved.
Everyone is cared for.
A young believer could come in,
and then a mature believer
a young
could go
believer
and could
actually
come
sit and
in.
Listen.
And
then
forbear
some of
the
go
stuff.
And could actually sit and
have
listen.
You ever heard a new believer
and
talk and they don't know exactly
some of
what
stuff.
They're saying?
And maybe there's
ever
some
heard
stuff
a new believer
working out.
And
they don't
and
know
you could
exactly
look at
what they're
saying.
Say,
man, you got to get that
maybe
out of your life.
Maybe there's some stuff that they're working
but
out.
But instead,
and you could look at it in spiritual health, you could
help
them, and you could say, okay,
but instead, in patience and in spiritual health, you could
help them, and you could say, okay,
let me lead you. And in great patience, you could be like helping someone along.
And in great patience, you could be like helping
instead
someone
saying,
along,
you don't know what you're talking
in their
about,
walk of faith,
walking away. Instead of saying,
have you ever had that?
I don't
happen,
know what you're talking about.
Where you're like
walking
struggling
away
with someone, something, and someone
have you
comes
ever had
and says,
that
"You're
happen,
just really not doing
you're
a
like
good job."
Struggling with
and then they
someone,
walk away.
Something, and someone comes and says,
like, wow,
"You're just really not doing
for
a good
kick
job."
In the shin.
And then they walk away.
I just needed that right now.
Wow, thanks for that kick in
but
the shin.
But instead, we could be clothed with humility. And every one of us is submissive to the other.
We could be clothed with humility.
This is what Christ established in John chapter 13.
That we are washing one another's feet.
Established in John chapter 13.
Nobody
we are washing one another's feet.
But actually,
everybody
we approach
nobody
the body
of Christ
is better
with humility,
than anybody,
and we are able to love.
We
everyone
approach the body of Christ with humility,
and
we
beautiful
are able to
okay
love
so
everyone.
Now, God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble.
Okay, so
I don't want
now
to be resisted
God
by
God.
The proud,
I want grace,
but He gives
instead
grace to the humble.
I don't
want
to be resisted
proud,
by God.
But He gives grace
I want
to
grace
the humble.
Instead.
Therefore, humble
he
yourselves
the proud,
under the mighty hand of God.
Grace to the humble.
That He may exalt you in due time.
Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time.
Destroy the Amalekites,
everything.
Saul,
okay, and
destroy,
he walks into the place and
he
sees
everything.
His guy swooping
okay
down,
and, he
walk,
and
then he has
the place
an option
and he
to
sees
say,
stop,
his guy
knock
swooping
it off,
down,
destroy it all,
or he has the option to also
and then he has an
dive
option
in
to say,
and he dives in.
Stop.
Isn't that a good warning?
Knock it off.
Destroy
a good
it
warning
all
to us that I could
simply
or he has
follow
the option to also
in my
flesh,
in
or I could
he
heed in the words of God.
Isn't that a good warning?
Saying, I'm going to humble myself.
It's a good warning to us
my,
that
by
I
my
could
own
simply
understanding,
follow along,
I should
or
keep
I could
some
heed
of this stuff
the words of God.
And saying, I'm going to humble
right
myself.
I am unwilling
my,
to
by
sacrifice
my own
it
understanding.
But in obedience,
I
could
be
stuff
willing to sacrifice it.
Right?
And
I'm unwilling
to,
give
it
to
sacrifice.
Willing
it
to but humble
in obedience,
myself.
I can be willing.
Could you say
to
in your heart, I am unwilling to
I'm
humble
willing
myself
to give it up?
Willing to
I
humble
could
myself.
I could.
Could you
but
say
what
you
heart
are
I am unwilling
to humble
to give
myself
to God? Is
I
like
could
that is the extent that He'll bless you.
But what you are really unwilling to
and
give
I'm not
to
talking
God
about money. I'm not talking
like
about
that
finance.
Is the
I'm not talking about
that
stuff.
But I'm talking really
about
fellowship.
And I'm not talking
real
about
fellowship
money. I'm not
with
talking
God
about finance.
There's
I'm not
the
talking
blessing
about that stuff.
Is
I'm talking
about
God
fellowship.
There's a
real
blessing
fellowship
in being
rightly
God
related to God.
There's the blessing.
If I am unwilling
is in walking with God. There's a blessing
how
in being rightly
how
related
am I
to God.
Walk past
if
that
I am
thing
unwilling.
If I am unwilling
how
to give it
how
up,
how am I going
like,
to walk
I get,
past
I can't
that thing
go that much further with God?
If I am unwilling to give
and
it up,
he'll say, "Hey, I'll
like,
wait
can
for
I
you
get? I can't go
but
that
not
much further
I'm not
with
walking
God
further with you until
and
you
he'll
take
say,
the
hey,
next
I'll
step
wait for
by
you
faith." But I'm not walking further with you until you take the next step by faith.
Right.
But
so
therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
Therefore humble yourselves
under
seven,
the mighty hand of God.
Casting all your
that
care upon him,
exalt you
for
in
he
due
cares
time.
For you.
Here we go.
And
verse
we could
seven.
Say, I
casting all your care upon him,
the unwillingness is hard for
and
me to
say,
get past.
And we could say, it is hard for me.
The unwillingness
is hard for me to get past.
Let's notice
unwillingness
in this verse.
In the
it
cares
twice.
It's hard for me to get past.
Casting your cares
let's
upon
him
in this verse,
because he
it says cares
for
twice, right?
Right?
Casting your cares
two
upon
completely
him
different words.
Because he careth for you.
Totally different words.
Right?
This word,
two
this first word that
words.
We cast our cares, first of
totally
all, it's
different
like a,
words.
Just this word, this first
all
word that we
Lord.
Cast
abandoned
our cares,
control
first of all,
it
is like
it.
A,
just
in our cares,
it all
this is like an
Lord.
Anxious
abandon
care.
Control of it and just give it.
It's
in
the
our
same
cares,
word
this is
used
like
in the
parable
care.
Of the seed and the sower. In Matthew chapter
it's the same
13,
word
where it
used
says,
in the parable of the seed
some
and the
were
sower.
Grown among the thorns,
in Matthew
and then chapter the cares
13,
of this world choked
some,
it out. Right?
Some were grown among
isn't
the thorns,
that
and then the cares of this world
that there
choked
could be
it
the
out.
Cares
right?
of this world could
isn't that a
limit
warning?
Things in my spiritual
that there
life.
There could be the cares of this world could
also,
limit things in my spiritual
Luke,
life.
Luke 8:14.
Also,
let me read.
Luke 8:14 says it this way.
Let me read.
Now the ones that fell among the thorns are those who, when they have heard, go
the ones that fell among the thorns
the cares
are those
and riches,
when
riches
they have heard,
and pleasures of life,
go out
and bring no
and are
fruit
choked
to maturity.
With the cares
okay?
and riches,
so they
riches
heard it,
and pleasures of life, and bring no
but
fruit
they don't
to maturity.
Heed to it,
okay?
right?
So they have heard it.
Like Saul heard the command,
but they don't.
And
heed
then he
to
went
it,
out.
Right?
What happened?
Like
Saul
choked
heard
by
the
goats
command,
and oxen and fatlings
and then he
and
went
King
out.
Agag.
What happened? Right?
In the sense
that
by goats and oxen and fatlings
was bigger.
Agag.
So this is the kind of stuff. The danger of these cares is that they will sideline me, or
they will
limit
my
spiritual cares. Is that
they
will
sideline
me, or they will limit my spiritual health?
So he says, instead of allowing them to wrap themselves around your soul, cast them upon the Lord.
Instead of allowing them to wrap themselves around your soul, cast them upon the Lord.
Because you are an object of his care.
Why?
It's a totally different word.
Because you are an object.
You're not an object
of his, care.
Of his anxiety
it's a totally
or his
different
fear
word.
Or his concern.
You're not
but
an object
no, you
of
are
his
object
anxiety
of his
or his
care.
Fear or his concern.
And his love, his
but
love
no, you
is
are an
towards
object
you,
of
and
his
he
care.
Wants to see you healthy. And he wants to see you walking in obedience, and walking in obedience being liberated from the thing that could inflame me. Romans 13:14 says, make no provision for the flesh. So that it can accomplish the desires of lust, right? Like, make no provision. How can I make no provision? But that I would cast the things away from me, and then in health and in freedom walk before God in obedience. And we could say, but I'm unwilling to give that up. I really like that thing. Well, I would say, go ahead, give it to God. It could be that he gives it back to you, right? Did Abraham give up Isaac? He did. Did he walk off the mountain with Isaac? He did. And I'm sure he had a different appreciation for Isaac. He had a different understanding of who Isaac was. He had a different understanding of who God was. So if you are willing to give up the thing that you love the most, like give it up. It could be that God gives it back to you. It could be that he doesn't. But what he does give to you, you will allow you to walk in spiritual health. It's amazing. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And then here is this verse 8. Be sober and be vigilant. This is what I was talking about earlier. Not reactionary. Not instinctive. Like just moved by instinct. But instead, sober and vigilant. Watch. Vigilant is watchful. Observing. Understanding. Like, isn't it good to understand when you think a certain way, be like, wait a second, I think I know where that thought has come from. Like, that's not God's thinking. That's like a harpoon coming in from the enemy. I want to be vigilant. I want to be watchful. I want to understand where things come from, what kingdom they come from. That's so important. There's two kingdoms. There's only two, right? So if it's one or the other, I should know. And it makes a dramatic difference. So be vigilant. Be sober. Be sober. I mean, we could say this, like, being sober is good. It's like free of influence, free of substance. It's good. It's good for the body. It's good for the mind, right? It's good.
It's good for us not to be influenced by other things. It's very good. But also, being sober means to be thinking clearly with God. That your mind would be in a place that you are able to discern the voice of God and obey Him. To be led by the Holy Spirit, by faith, to be filled by the Holy Spirit, and to move and to act and to obey. I talked with Roger Robbins the fourth, Pastor Roger Robbins the fourth yesterday. There's five of them. Do you know that? Five Roger Sherman Robbinses. I grew up with one of them. He goes back to Izmir, Turkey on Monday. He and his family, his wife Liz, his three kids, Paige, Hazel, and Roger the fifth. The five of them, they live in Izmir, Turkey. They homeschool the kids. He has a church there in Izmir, Turkey, which is Ephesus, nearby Ephesus. All right, so pray for them. But we were talking, and I said, "How do you do that? Like you go to Turkey, and they dramatic story in the past year. They lost a building, and they got someone took advantage of them in the business way, and the church got taken advantage of. But they're okay." And they have a building they're going to move back into, and they're going to continue to go, and they're in this world that's very different than ours. But by faith, they go. I said, what do you do? He said, I don't know. I just walk before God, and I allow Him. I want my heart to be so warmed, like Andy said. I want my heart to be warmed by Him so that when He speaks, I'm ready to move. Like anticipating obedience. And how can I be anticipating obedience but that I would be sober? And that I wouldn't have anything else clouding my vision and clouding my understanding. And then I would be vigilant. I would be watchful. I wouldn't be like in the trees, but I would be vigilant and ready to move when God says move. Ready to speak when God says speak. Ready to love when God says to. Ready with a word in season. So this is the life we live. It's a warning. Saul's life is a warning, a beautiful warning. That yes, we can be effective, but it is very easy for us to be derailed. So it's important that we would walk in obedience with God. And we could say, yeah, God, but guess what I can do? He says, guess you have no idea what I can do with you if you would simply obey. Like your things that you want to do for me are nothing compared to what I want to do with you. If you would obey, then I can take you so much further. Right? Are we willing? Isn't that a scary word? He was unwilling. What is it that we hold on to? I had a sticker on my car in high school. It was this sticker. It meant the world to me. It was like my identity. There was a bunch of them. But one by one, they started coming off the car. Right? And there's this music stuff. And then this one, I was like, "That's my. I'm not taking the sticker off. It's my statement." Right? And it was like I was unwilling. And then one night I walked out of Bible college and I'm looking at the sticker. I'm like, that's such a contradiction. Like, am I really unwilling to give up this little identity of myself? And I ripped it off. I couldn't wait to rip it off. Right? Like, let's be willing. And then God blessed me tremendously from that point on. No, I don't know. Like, that's not what it's about, is it? But it's that guy. If God is moving you, then take that step in obedience. Don't be unwilling. So, there you go. That's all. Take that with you and meditate on it, and hopefully it ministers to you. Amen. I guess it's encouraging. I want it to be encouraging for us. I know it's funny. The past few Wednesday nights, I've wanted to be so encouraging, and it's gotten a little heavy. But I think it's good. Like, it challenges us, and it sharpens us. Iron sharpens iron, and we're not here for fluff. We're here to grow spiritually. And I think that these warnings are there so that we would not just be like skipping through the tulip, tiptoeing through the tulips, but instead we would be walking a serious road with God, and we would be effective in the kingdom, and we would be making an impact, bearing the light, not hiding it under a bushel. Right? Wouldn't it be easy? It could be like, I'm going to let it shine. We're in the church. I'm going to let it shine. And then we go outside. We're like, oh, hold on. I've got to get past this group of people. They might think I'm weird. Right? And then I take it back. No, but instead, it's like I just want to like cast off all restraint, be obedient to God, and see what He can do with it. Amen? Amen. Lord Jesus, thank You for Your faithfulness to us. Thank You for carrying us along. Thank You for guiding us, challenging us, and building us as believers, Lord. Thank You. In Jesus' name. your faithfulness to us. Thank you for carrying us along. Thank you for guiding us, challenging us, and